This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you know you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, unlike the Owls, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So there's only one thing left to say, what's everybody having? Order now on the McDonald's app and you can also get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means you'll get some tasty rewards later on. And between you and me, if you order just before kickoff, you can get it just in time for half-time, but I've not told you that. Only via the app at participating restaurants, 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery free and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com. See you later.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Puts it in the air. Aidan Flint wins the goal.
It's still with Lee Gregory. He's in the box. Tries to screw him. Is it going to be there?
Yes! Oh my word!
Hello, good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Welcome to Hello From The Other Side, a Sheffield Wednesday week podcast. Tonight, I'm joined by Ben from That Millwall Podcast to preview. I'm going to say it now, Ben. It's a six-pointer and a half, isn't it? It is. It's a six-pointer. We, Sheffield Wednesday, travel down to Millwall on Saturday to take on Ben's team. How are we doing, Ben?
I'm all right, mate. We were just talking before we came... just before recording, and I'm off to Tenerife tomorrow. So that's probably the only positive, because I'm not looking forward to Saturday in the slightest. So last night wasn't too clever, and just not looking forward to having a chat, really.
Oh, brilliant. Oh, great. Right, thanks, everyone. That's it. Good night.
That's it. End of the show.
Wednesday have won 4-0. shouldn't have said that result, really, should I? Thanks for joining us. Obviously, yes, we've just said we're going to preview the game coming up. For Sheffield Wednesday fans, obviously, we had a great result against Birmingham. And no disgrace, we lost at Leicester on Tuesday night, 2-0. So we go into this game 7 points behind yourselves. So it is a must-win game for Sheffield Wednesday fans. Obviously, Ben, I'm calling it a six-pointer. Your season's not going the best. How has it been at Millwall this season? Has it been, I would imagine, a bit of a disappointment at the minute for you?
Yeah, look, Ash, certainly a disappointment. I think expectations naturally after knocking on the door of the playoffs the last few seasons are always going to be to finish in and around that again. I'll be honest, I didn't expect it from the start of the season. I just felt that the league looked a bit stronger this year, certainly with the three relegated teams from the Premier League, just different class to the Championship. I also thought the likes of yourselves coming up were going to add further quality to the league. So I just thought it looked a little bit tougher. That being said, did I think we'd be sitting fourth bottom currently? No. Again, a lot of change just throughout the club this year. We obviously sadly lost our owner, which was a big important figure at the club. And then obviously Gary Rowett moved on after a 4 or 5 year spell with the club. So yeah, it's been a lot of change. And I think we're just starting to see all that come to a head now in terms of the season. But yeah, look, disappointing. Did I think we'd be in a relegation fight? No. But did I think we'd be knocking on the door of the playoffs? Probably not. So indifferent.
Yeah, well, obviously listeners to this show follow Sheffield Wednesday. Well, I hope they do anyway. we had all our off-field antics at the start of the season. So we're coming out of that side. Obviously, what's happened before in the first 10, 11 games of our season has proper impacted our season. We've lost our manager in the summer. We've got rid of another, I'm not even calling him a manager because I think he was just a Cisco Munez I'm on about. Everyone will know that he just was no good. And we've got Danny Rule now. So the positives are there. We're still 23rd. So it is still an uphill task. We're going to talk about it, and a lot of Wednesday guys won't probably want to hear this, but obviously you came up to Sheffield the 11th of November, which was my birthday, actually, 11th of November, and took all 3 points.
And we did. That seems like a long time ago, on every level.
I'm sure it was. I think... let me just say it was a fair few times. It was a strange game because it wasn't a 4-0 game for Sheffield Wednesday fans as well. It wasn't. It was a blip for us. It really was. It wasn't the thingy. How obviously you were there, Ben. I wasn't. But how was it for you? Obviously, stupid question. You took 3 points, but
yeah. I mean, look.
How did you see the game?
The result was obviously a great day. Always look forward to going to Hillsborough. Obviously an iconic stadium, but always look forward to going to Hillsborough. It was a 4-0 result. I mean, look, at the time it was Joe Edwards' first game, so there was a lot of uncertainty just going into it. How are we going to perform? Was the style of play going to change? There was just a lot of general question marks around it, and it couldn't have started any better for him. I think. Probably the amount I had to drink on the day and just the general euphoric atmosphere that obviously brings you a 4-0 win probably shaded the actual performance. I watched the game back a couple of times and you guys actually had a lot of chances. Yeah. And I think that's been, again, sort of a story into where we find ourselves now. We were clinical that day, but we haven't been overly clinical in recent weeks. And then sides are taking their chances. I think on that day, you had a couple of decent chances. I think I remember Bart made a couple of good saves early on. And obviously then we managed to score 4, which is bad because I don't think we've scored 4 goals since the 11th of November. Don't seem like it anyway. It fantastic result. Great start for Joe Edwards. But I think looking back now, it probably wasn't, as you say, it probably wasn't a 4-0 defeat for you guys. Or the scoreline was certainly harsh.
Yeah, I think it was 60-40 in possession Wednesday, and we had a couple of shots on target, 10, 12 shots in total. So in the first 20 odd minutes, I think we were the much better team. We just couldn't create the killer chances. Only having 2 shots on target against anyone at home is not the best stats to be going into. And then when you wrap it up at 90 plus minutes and it's a 4-0 defeat at home, it's a bit of a kick in the teeth. I think obviously from there, we've both teams have really gone on a bit of a journey. Yourselves more. I know talking to some of the guys and girls on the podcast, it's Joe Edwards is coming in and it's always the new, it's the cliche, new manager bounce. And it was like, well, who is this manager? It was one of those. It's like, well, who is he? He's not thing. So what do we know? We don't know what to expect. And he must have thought it's the easiest job in the world, this manager lark.
Yeah.
First game. Roll on. What is it now? 4 months nearly. He's not having such a good time, is he? What is it now? You've got 1 point in the last 5 games.
Yep. Yeah.
Which obviously has dragged you really. Really down because all the teams are winning, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, again, when he took over, we were kind of bang, sort of in that we were mid table. We were hanging on to the coattails of the playoffs. I think we were about 6 points off the playoffs when we come in, and we were about the same from the relegation zone. Obviously, it was early on in the season, so it was a bit tighter. But we didn't know who he was. He was a very late name that was thrown into the managerial ring. It looked for all money that Nathan Jones was going to be announced, and for whatever reason that then changed. I think then the Daily Mail released an article late on, and next thing you know, within a day, it was Joe Edwards. I think at the time, it was an exciting appointment. We didn't know what to expect, but from his pedigree of the Chelsea academies and being assistant manager with some top coaches, Tuchel, Jose Mourinho, Frank Lampard, to name a few, he's got a good pedigree. We'll probably touch upon it a bit later. I still have faith in him. There's a lot of reasons around, I believe, why we're not performing to the best of what, or where we should be. But yeah, look, it's been an up and down time. It's been inconsistent, which has been the biggest issue. We've been in a lot of games, playing well in a lot of games, but just not being clinical. A lot of individual errors costing us. So yeah, inconsistency has been a huge problem.
It's given me a bit of hope for Saturday, all that he's talking, Ben. I mean, apart from the inconsistency, because I'd like you to be more consistent and keep losing.
So, well, you know, we are very consistent at the minute, Ash, in terms of that. We're pretty bad at the minute. So you couldn't be playing this at a better time, believe me. We obviously got hammered last night by Ipswich. They weren't particularly... I don't think they even got out of second... I don't think they got out of second gear, to be honest. They just... We were so bad. The last sort of 24 hours there's been a lot of talk on social media. There's been a lot of unrest with the fans. You couldn't be playing us at a better time, to be honest, Ash.
Ipswich have been going through a bit of a tough time at the other end of the table, should we call it. Anyway, so, I mean, I think they looked at your game coming up and thinking, actually, it could be where we could kickstart our promotion push again. And obviously, like you said, they did pick up the 3 points.
Well, we did a bit of a review just on our show, just of what's been going on. Obviously, there's been more and more chat about Edwards now and people kind of losing faith. But we just bypassed the game. We didn't even talk about the game. It was a foregone conclusion, honestly. We didn't touch upon it. It was inevitable what was going to happen. We had no faith in getting a result at all. If we'd have got a point last night, I'd have been amazed. So, yeah, we didn't even touch upon it. That's kind of where we're at the minute.
Right. Is it something that, is it just the manager, or have you got, forgive me for, have you got other things, off field things happening, or is it just purely, do you think he's just being employed at the wrong time? And we've made that mess this season. So
there's been a lot of statements on social media saying the right manager, but at the wrong time. And I don't necessarily know if I think that is the case, because at the time of the appointment, you probably would have said we were fairly safe and we weren't going to be going down. We've had a season for him to kind of find his feet and then rebuild in the summer. We've got a lot of players out of contract. We've got a lot of loan players. That's just our usual for us. But yeah, off the field, Ash, look, we've got a lot of injuries, but it's the Championship. Loads of other clubs have injuries. So we can't really use that as an excuse. I just think we're now starting to see, as I mentioned earlier, that just there's been a number of things that have probably added up. Maybe Rowett papered over a lot of cracks that we had. And now they're all just, as I say, they're all just coming to the fore, really. So, yeah, look, I really want it to work out, but I don't know how much longer we can afford to let Edwards... If we don't win Saturday, I don't know where he goes, because the fans are getting restless.
Yeah, it is one of those, looking at your results in the last couple of games, it is, selfishly, it's one of those where... Do they get rid of him? When is the point? Will Saturday be the point? Do they get rid of him before? Because Sheffield Wednesday down there, it is a winnable 3 points. They're not in the best of form. Do we get rid of someone to bring someone in for the new manager bounce? So it was one of those. And obviously, we've got to time recording Thursday evening. There's no chance they can get rid of him now and have any sort of effect. It would have been straight after the game last night, or even
and just to add, Ash, we're not a sacking club. We always stick by our managers. We're very good in that respect. We don't sack managers and get one in quickly. The process for Edwards was a thorough one. I think we were four games. I think Adam Barrett was in charge. He was one of our coaches, so he was interim manager. So yeah, we're not a sacking club. And if it was to happen, we certainly wouldn't have anyone in place for Saturday.
Yeah, so it will be the man in charge on Saturday. So it's gonna be a good game. I think that
an interesting one, Ash. I don't know about a good.
Well, one. Yeah, it will be. I mean,
you guys play decent football, right?
Yeah, we have played decent football. We had a good result against Birmingham at home on Friday night. and then lost like a lot of teams against Leicester away at Leicester on Tuesday night. But we were much improved in the second half. We gave two goals away. First goal was a gift, and the second was just a bit of poor defending. But the second half, we acquitted ourselves a lot better. It did give us a bit of confidence. Fans were thinking it could have been 4-5, 6-0, you know, against Leicester. But no, 2-0. So I think we've looked at that. And results that have gone the other way as well. Huddersfield getting a result. QPR and Stoke, we were hoping for a draw, probably like yourselves. Stoke come out and win because they were dropping like stones as well. So it is getting to one of those. It's a must win.
Yeah.
And I know you're like 7 points ahead, but you're only 4 points ahead of QPR. So any points for you as well. So it's not must win for yourselves, but as I say, in the bigger picture of
I think the
other teams just behind you.
The bigger picture of the club as well, Ash, I just think.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
We all know away days are mint, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. Same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now with the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. For more information, see mcdonalds.com. See you later.
For Edwards' sake, it's a must win. I don't think the fans will accept a point Saturday. I really don't. I think it's at that point now. There's just too many... As I say, I'm not particularly. I would still like to see him given a chance. I say that I think there's things around it that just haven't helped, and we have been unlucky, a lot of bad individual errors. So I would like to see him given a bit more of a chance. But that's heavy. I'm heavily outnumbered in that opinion.
Right. That probably answers my next question. Because what I was going to say is obviously a young, hungry manager. Would he stay regardless of what league you're in? Obviously, if you go down, is it worth it? Because at Sheffield Wednesday with Danny Rule, I've not seen a manager, the fans take to a manager so much, so quickly to a manager like Danny Rule that we have. And I think it's more for us if we do go down, I think it'd be the club would still want to keep him. I think the fans would want to keep him. But I think it's him, with him being probably an ambitious young manager with connections in the game, that I think he walks out with Sheffield Wednesday if he does, still with his head held out because we were dead and buried in August, say. We were dead and buried. And we're coming into February now and we're still within a shout. So is that how Millwall would attack Edwards?
Yeah, look, personally, Ash, I would keep him. I would keep him into League One, but there won't be fans that accept that. It will be that he's taking us down. I think he would be a perfect candidate to rebuild, because that's, I think, ultimately why we've gone in a different direction to probably the merry-go-round championship managers that were available at the time. As I say, we've completely changed our mantra. I think he's been brought in to sign younger players, to try and to be better in the transfer market, get profit out of players, because we're absolutely just awful at doing that. And generally just trying to lower the age of the squad. I think at the time of Edwards taking over, I think we had the oldest average age in the championship, I think. So, yeah, as I say, all those factors are the reason why I believe the club went in the direction that we have with Edwards, a younger coach, try and lower the age of the squad, try and rebuild. So I think if we were in League One, it'd almost be perfect. But I just don't see the fans accepting relegation.
Yeah, just looking at your fixtures, obviously towards the end of the season, you still got Huddersfield to play.
We've actually got a favourable run in.
Yeah, well, this is one of the things I haven't looked too deep into. Obviously, the teams around us with the run-ins. I mean, we've got yourselves on Saturday, and then we play. oh, my mind's gone now. Bristol City, who had a great result against Southampton.
They've got QPR Saturday.
And then Hull have got Huddersfield, who are there, obviously. So the games are coming thick and fast. And the ones we've still got Rotherham to play away. We've still got QPR to play away. And we've got yourselves on Saturday. And we've still got Plymouth to play at home. So we've still got the chance. Yourselves have still got the chance. You've still got the games. There's 14 games, I believe, left. So there's plenty of points.
The only thing I would caveat that with, Ash, is our next few are tough. We've got Southampton next Saturday. We've got Watford after that.
And then Blackburn.
Blackburn just got Eustace in, so new manager bounce there. I'd expect them to improve. So, yeah. The worst thing with it at the minute is I'm looking at just every fixture and just going, I don't know where we're getting a result from. Which is the biggest concern. And same with Saturday. I just think after last night, the club is at a low that we've not had for a long time. And as most fans know, when we turn, it can get a tough place. And I think if we go behind or start badly Saturday, it's not going to be a good atmosphere at the Den.
I think you hit the nail on the head when you're looking at the results and you're going, where do we get points from? You know you're in the shit. Yeah,
I do, mate. We're just in free fall, Ash, honestly, mate. Yeah. I can't see a way out of it. And normally you think, oh, so home form, I mean, it hasn't been great in recent years, but you always say, oh, we'll get a result. We'll beat Watford at home or something like that. But honestly, as I say, at the minute, I'm just going. We're never going to beat Southampton. That's going to be a cricket score. So,
yeah. I totally agree with what you're saying there. It's one for us as Wednesday fans as well. I mean, as our away form, I think we've only won two all season away. So we are banking on our home form, which is not too bad. Under Danny Rowell, this is obviously we discount the first 10, 11 games, but we're not too bad, and we've had some great results. We've had Hull we beat at home, Blackburn, they were 7th, 8th, I think it were, when we beat them. Dropped a bit now. So we're looking at us. But we, like I say, we play Rotherham away, you play yourselves away, QPR away. So our away form really has to start on Saturday, yeah, of course. Do you know of anything at the minute? Obviously, you mentioned about injuries. I mean, every championship team is going to have 2, 3, 4 first team is out at any time. We've got a few injuries. Yourselves, how are you looking for Saturday, Ben?
I think we've got a couple coming back from injury. I think Sean Hutchinson, I think he might be back. We desperately need him. We lack leadership on the pitch at the minute. Jake Cooper's taken over the armband, and there's just been a lot of talk around Coops being captain and whether that's been the right choice for a long time. So, yeah, hopefully Hutch is back. We've just got Ryan Leonard back to fitness. He played last night. Outside of that, we've got some long-term injuries. Kevin Nisbet, our big summer signing, he's out for the rest of the season. Idemo Amaku, youngster that we signed from Ireland, who's just broken into the first team or played a big part in the first team this season. Don't think he'll be back in time for Saturday, or I haven't heard that we have. So, yeah, I think pretty much who we had available last night, with the possibility of Sean Hutchinson coming back, will be pretty much the squad.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, that's quite interesting to hear. Obviously, like I say, you've got some injuries. We've got a few injuries as well. Dominic Earl, who's been out for a while, he's on his way back, probably not sat there.
Joe Bryan's just been given a random three-match ban.
Yeah.
I don't know what's gone on there, but yeah, he's going to be out. So,
yeah, I saw that. I saw that on Twitter. Saw that it came for what the cameras picked it up, but the officials missed. And then we had that against Coventry. One of the games against Coventry we've played this season, out of the four. Our centre half Bernard caught one of their players. He's come through the ball, trying to win the ball. He's caught him, and he somehow broke a cheekbone. So he's going to be out for the rest of it. And they've said, oh, look at the camera, look at this, look at that. And
I'm not sure I agree with retrospective
bans.
It seems odd, that. But yeah, he's going to be out now for three games, though. Probably not a bad thing, because I think we need to tighten up at the back. And he's a very good fullback going forward, but he is awful defensively.
Oh, we could have done with that. Can't rush him back. Yeah, it would have been. We need all the help we can get. Really do. It's going to be a great It's going to be a great game. I really do. I know you're saying that, but it's one of those that we've got a few of the guys from the podcast are going to be there. I've not been to Millwall myself, even the old place or the new place. I'm missing it, unfortunately. I'd love to have gone. One of the grounds I need to tick off. There's going to be a few thousand travelling down. What a Wednesdayites who haven't been. I know we have a good travelling lot, and I'm sure
you
a
do,
lot of
you
the
always,
Wednesdayites
always do.
Have been a fair few times down there. What can we expect?
Nothing like it used to be, Ash. The old Millwall and the old raucousness of Millwall certainly isn't there at the minute. I don't know if that's just because generally how the club feels. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's certainly nothing like it used to be. But yeah, I think it's as a ground for away fans, it's probably one of the best ones. You get that whole end. Have you sold top and bottom tier? Do you know, Ash? Have you got?
Yes. Yeah.
I would expect that.
I think the club have put out today that there's the last couple hundred tickets left to pick them up at the ground. So yeah, it'd be a good following.
Yeah. So, but yeah, look, it's obviously I'm sure you guys were drinking London Bridge, one stop there on the train. So yeah, look, it's not like it used to be, which is sad. We need to bring a bit of that back, a bit of an intimidation factor back. I really do think that. Our home form has suffered since, for a while now. And I don't know if it's just the club feeling as a whole, but yeah, I think we need that raucousness back. It's not like if someone's going there for the first time and going, we're going to Millwall, it's not what they're going to expect.
It's I think a lot of preconceptions, isn't it, about going to Millwall away when you say to people, oh, I've got Millwall away. Oh, you don't want to go there. And I've never been, and I'd love to go. My lad, he's 15. He comes home and away with me all the time. He said, I want to go because he wants to do all the grounds.
Yeah.
And people say, you're going to... And I'm like, I'm sure it's not like it used to be.
Nothing like... But I'm when I say that, Ash, I mean even from sort of 5-6 years ago, honestly, I could reel off a few games where it was a boisterous, raucous crowd, but it's just we've lost that little bit of energy and bite. And as I say, I just don't know if that's just a general feeling of the crowd at the minute and the way things are going or the way things have been. But... Yeah, it's certainly not like it used to be.
Even we, the away fans at Hillsborough, you have the West Stand, the Leppins Lane end, and because it's open, like the corners are open, you lose a little bit, and it's an open stadium. So it's, I was at like Leicester on Tuesday, and the away fans, we had a bowl, right? Yeah, and it was great atmosphere. Didn't shut up for most of the 90 minutes. It was great, and I like being in that sort of atmosphere, home and away. Yeah. And Hillsborough, we're the same with the home atmosphere in the Cop. Sometimes all right, and we've got like on the north corner next to the away fans, call them the T1 section there. Yeah. They're always loud. They're good for the away fans. But yeah, it's nothing like it. It's football, isn't it? That's what you do it
absolutely.
For.
Absolutely.
So I'm gonna trouble you for a prediction, Ben, mate. So 3 o'clock Saturday. Kick off. What do you think it's going to be like at 90 minutes? 10 to 5 on Saturday afternoon.
As I said earlier, either which way, I'll be in Tenerife, so I'll be having a few beers. Honestly, I think it's a real just key important game for our season. I think if we win, it will obviously keeps that gap between you guys. I think we're 7 now, so that makes it to 10. I mean, we'd have to have a complete we'd have to go through more of the form that we're going through now for you to close that gap. Yeah. Honestly, I'm just struggling at the minute. The manner in the defeat last night, the form leading up to it. Actually, I will caveat that the form leading up to it, we've had some false results because, as I said earlier, we've been in a lot of games. Against Coventry, we were probably the better side for 60 minutes. And then the trouble is with us is we've got no characters, we've got no leadership. As soon as they scored, the writing was on the wall. So if you score first, we're in trouble. If we score first, hopefully that gets the crowd into it. It gives us a bit of confidence. Long-winded answer here. Sorry, mate. But
I'm
going to say 1-1.
Ooh. How's them splinters in your ass there, Ben?
Yeah, I know, mate. Sorry. I just can't see us winning, and I don't want to say we'll get beat.
our away form is the only thing that stop making me doubt. Like I said, we've only won two away from home. We had a great result against Birmingham, 2-0 at home. We did all right against Leicester. We did all right. We lost 2-0. So I am going to go. I'm going to go for a 2-1 Wednesday win. I just think we are susceptible in defence at the back. We do. We try and, like a lot of teams, and we've said it on the podcast on Monday and things, we try and play out from the back, like a lot of teams, and it cost us against Leicester. But on the flip side of that, our first goal against Birmingham on Friday night, we keeper had it, played it out, up the field, goal. So, like that, I want to go 2-1 Wednesday win. So, I think we'll close the gap. Of course. I wouldn't expect anything less, Ben, mate. I wouldn't expect anything less. With all the other teams playing around us as well, they're picking, Huddersfield picking up, like I said.
Huddersfield got
Hull.
Oh, you said that, yeah.
Yeah, so they're obviously going for playoffs. I don't think they've won at Huddersfield for about 11 seasons. So that's
why did you say that? That's
I don't know. I know.
They're going
So it's a good one. But Ben, thank you very much for joining us, mate.
Thanks for having us.
Not any time. I mean, have a great holiday.
Sorry, it's been a bit of a somber one, but yeah. that's where we are at the minute.
Yeah, you and me both. I mean, you're crying.
People are going to watch this and they're just going to be like, I'm never watching those two again.
I get that every week on our podcast, mate. That's what I get in the comments. But I hope you have a great time in Tenerife. I hope you're crying into your San Miguel.
Thank you. I will be.
Whatever you drink.
Either way, if we win, I'll be crying from happiness. If we get beat, I'll be crying.
In the sun with beer.
In the sun, great. At least, yeah.
Everyone, thank you very much for joining us on Hello From The Other Side. It's been a pleasure. Thanks for listening. Click, like, subscribe, all the usual stuff. And we'll be back after 3 points on Saturday. Cheers, everyone.
It's the 90th minute. You've got all your mates round. You've got your McNugget share boxes coming down the left wing, ready to go. Your mate's already been booked for double dipping, and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points back of the net. Le Bosch. Automatic delivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com for more information. See you later.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.